KJ4VWA, mobile.
CWA, KJ4WZM.
Afternoon. Steve on this end. Who we got?
What's your call again?
KN4VWA.
For Whiskey, Victor, Whiskey Alpha.
Roger.
That's almost my brother's call sign. His is KJ4ZULU Whiskey Alpha, so it sounds very similar over the radio.
Aha! Almost had you going, huh?
Different than he does.
Brother, you sound very young, so... I'm a geezer.
On the young side, I had to renew my license.
Hey, bud, anything under 40 is young for me.
Half that.
Well, there you go. Hey, you're just getting a good start on life. So how's it going so far?
Been trying to do it all. I've gotten into a bunch of things. I did, so far, career-wise, I start off as a custodian. Worked in a school district for a little while, and then I got into construction. After that, I did manufacturing, and manufacturing picked up welding. And then I went to a welding place and also picked up my CDL for being a truck driver. And now I do a little bit of everything there. Sometimes drive the truck, sometimes weld, sometimes do all kinds of other stuff, load the truck. Just all kinds of different things.
A flash for you. The guy that can do it all is usually the last to go in a bad situation.
I understand that completely.
So you're sitting in a pretty good spot there. Did you get welding certifications?
I still lack that. I need to get welding certifications. I've done MIG welding and TIG welding. But the one thing I haven't done is aluminum, but that's really important. I would like to put myself in a position where sometime I can go ahead and go to school and get certified for that stuff. I'm going to have to change my career field around a short time for about 6 months to a year or so, and then I can do that. So I'm going to play around with things for a little bit. I'll see if I can get me a night shift job sometime because those welding certifications are kind of important to me. I've been welding for 3 years now, so I know MIG and TIG. I'm not going to say I know it perfectly because you learn every single day you weld, you learn something. I hate to say that, but it's true. But I know my way around welding well enough to pass certifications pretty easily, and aluminum shouldn't be difficult to pick up at this point.
There you go. All you got to do is learn your gases and procedures and all that good stuff for your certifications. You ought to be all set to make some good money.
I'm thinking about a few different things. I could go out on a pipeline and weld out there, and I could also go out of the pipeline and truck out there. But then I had to get hazmat, and I really don't want hazmat. I have doubles and triples and tanker on my license, but not hazmat. If you get hazmat, you have to renew it every 2 years. If you don't have hazmat, it's good for 8.
Do you have for passengers?
Not to, because then you're carrying a bunch of people around. And if you do something dumb, think about all the potential lawsuits there. I really want to steer clear of passengers. I don't want to touch bus. Besides, bus doesn't pay as well as trucking does most of the time.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. Well, unless you get those long-haul excursion buses, and, well, even if that, they still don't pay all that great because there's so many semi-retired CDLs out there that, you know, that's what they go and do once they quit driving a regular rig.
Is the word for it. About the only reason you can ever get yourself out of trucking is if your vision goes bad or your health goes beyond acceptable, uncontrollable diabetes and the such. A lot of those guys, when they quit driving, they go drive dump trucks and other things like that. They get out from behind the steering wheel for a week or 2 weeks or 2 months, maybe even as lucky as a year, and then they get
old expression for it, I guess, would be white line fever. There's a song about it from the 50s. They get back behind the steering wheel again, back at it.
Song about a guy that used to travel as a country music artist. He said, I've seen the world with a five-piece band staring at the backside of me. That was old Waylon Jennings. And then there's that other song that says, I've seen America from behind a windshield.
All right. I've been all up and down the East Coast. I still haven't gone out west. But I think I'll go get my welding certifications before I go out west.
You don't have six kids and two wives.
Absolutely not. At this point, I don't even have a girlfriend. I have several girls that I'm friends with. But I am intentionally single right now, trying to sort through life, trying to get myself my own feet. I have enough problems on my own before adding someone else into it, so I'm trying to work through my own personal problems first, and then I'll think about ladies some other time. But I'm not trying to screw myself up off the starting blocks.
You know, it sounds to me like you had some pretty good parents that kind of taught you well. You got a good head start on things, bud.
To learn from other people's mistakes. I don't owe a single dollar in college debt. I don't have a college degree, but that's okay. I might someday get one, but I'll pay for my college education. And there's only one degree I'm interested in, and that's meteorology, and that's expensive. I need about $100,000 for that.
Well, now, I'll tell you what. You do know that you can get a great deal of that meteorology from the military, and they'll teach you for free.
I did that. The only thing that upset me is they were going to start me lower than everybody else because I have my GED. I did not graduate high school.
Well, on your MOS testing? Who held you back?
Told me, yes. Yes, they did. They told me that I was a Tier 2 applicant because I had a GED, not a high school diploma. It doesn't matter that I was the highest scores a recruiter had ever seen, and that's what irritated me. If I had a high school diploma and I was a complete and total idiot, I would have had a $20,000 sign-on bonus, and I told them to go stuff it.
I don't blame you. Well, that's good. Well, that's too bad that... Too bad that avenue could not have been pursued, because that would have been one way that you could have gotten a big head start on your meteorology situation.
Medium for ID. Oh, absolutely. That's when I went and got my CDL.
All right, well, good enough. I'm just about destinated here. Good to talk to you. What was your first name?
I'm the Sunday night net controller, first Sunday of every month. So if you want to this weekend, come check in with me at 9 p.m.
I'll do that. And you're on what night, Saturday night or Sunday?
9 p.m.
Well, I'll just do my best to check in with you on that time. And you are talking about the Blue Ridge net, right? Yeah, well, that's good, bud. All right. So what have you got, your technician, general, or extra?
I got the most bang for my buck. I got the most amount of privileges with the least amount of study. I could go get my extra if I want a few more megahertz of bandwidth total. But I don't have a radio for that right now, so I don't really see the point in it.
Okay. Well, good enough. Well, you hang in there, and I'll talk to you on Sunday night. KN4, VWA, I'll be clear after your final.
I'm glad you got to your destination safely. KN4, VWA, KJ4WZN, 73's to you.
KO4, JQX. JQX. Somebody give me a radio check. I'll reset the mic gain on this radio. I was just wondering if it sounded any better.
Hey, a little bit of white noise, but that should sound good to me. N4DJC.
You said a little bit of what?
You got a little bit of white noise on it, just getting in the repeater, but other than that, you're full quieting, and audio sounds really good to me.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it. Yeah, I turned the gain down a little bit on the mic a little bit, and just wondering how it was sounding.
Oh, yeah, sounds really good to me. I said just a little tiny bit of white noise in the background, just based on maybe your location, maybe, I don't know. But other than that, though, this audio is really nice. It's not clipping out. You don't sound muddy or anything like that.
Appreciate it. KO4JQX.